Very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I should be joined on the line by Roseanne Brennan. Good morning to you, Roseanne.
Good morning, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Roseanne. I know you're up to your eyes there with swimming lessons and busy like all working mothers. But Roseanne, before I start the interview to speak with you, I would like just to say how sorry I am for your loss and to congratulate you on the work that you're doing since all this happened. Now, we know you're the founder of Jake's Legacy, but you're also the mother of little Jake, who was tragically killed after being hit by a car in a housing estate. Is it 2 years ago?
It's 2 years and a month since the 12th of June 2014. Yeah,
and it's, you know, I was looking through your Facebook, and such a cute, gorgeous little boy, and I don't know what to say to you. I really don't, and I just look at the work you're doing, and are you getting justice? Do you think we're going to get this implemented? I'm going to be talking to Councillor Kieran Cuff from Dublin City Council after to see about the speed limit zones being put into certain residential areas. I know there's some been put in, but we still need a lot more done.
Yeah, I have to say, since the, like anyone probably, you know, like our stories on our page of. Are buying a little cul-de-sac, and we all out a summer's evening and went to cross over and was knocked down and ran back to me and begged that he didn't want to die, but like as a mother, you know, and all I could do was comfort him and things, and he just died in the middle of our little cul-de-sac, quiet area, not even a main road. So like, if people say, how are we getting on in it? Like, I know already we've changed minds, and that's, I suppose, a massive thing, is changing people's attitudes about driving. But a lot of people wonder, like, if she can't have guards in house and estates and this and that. The point is about dropping the speed limit is, like, in a lot of many cases, and obviously which was even in all the papers about her own, she was estimated at going 47 kilometres. And I've met loads of parents in the same circumstance. Like, do you know what I mean? This is a small cul-de-sac. To pick up that speed, my little boy had no hope.
No.
This is a problem. Yeah. Speeding this 50 kilometres is proven that a child has no hope when being hit a car at 50 kilometres. So it's not seem mad to people to keep this speed legal. Like, we're not even doing a blame game. We're not even blaming. We're not out here to blame anyone. Parents, drivers, kids. Which really, at the end of it all, when a child dies, it's always put to the child right now. Well, I can tell everyone that I was standing there on that day. I witnessed the whole thing along with my husband and his uncle and our little three-year-old boy. He didn't run out. Do you know what I mean? And we were watching him too, like other people will say, oh, it's up to a parent to mind their kids. We were minding him, and there was nothing we could do. It happened in such a second. Just, it's like a no-brainer, that less speed, less injury. And I'm just saying, like when you said to us, how are we, where are we getting in the campaign? We have gotten a lot of house and estates introduced. All of Kilkenny here is gone down to 30 kilometres by the private estate. Mm-hmm. This is where I feel the Minister for Transport needs to start coming in, because, again, I just met someone yesterday and she goes, Roseanne, all house and estates went up bar mine with the 30 kilometres an hour, the bylaw, you know, the 30 kilometres an hour. Mm-hmm. And she's in the same problem in the house and estate that I live in. The people went into bankruptcy, the county council can't take it over because everything isn't done. It's just madness. Why can't our government make this law? Mm-hmm. Why can't they touch these house and estates that's classed a private road?
And you know, Roseanne, in a housing estate, I said, like, I live in a housing estate, our children play out in the road, and as you said, you were there, I would be there looking at my children grown up now, but like that, you'd stand looking at them and you protect them as much as you can. Now, I see cars speeding down my estate, I'm saying, oh my God, a child has no chance. Really, they don't. 47 kilometres is too fast.
Yeah, and look, it's in all the papers. I've put it up on Facebook. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's the guards estimate this with all their equipment and their outloads and the injuries to my child. 47 kilometres from a lady that came from five doors down. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just madness. Now, people will say too that, sure, this is just one estate. It's not just one estate, right? There's a problem where someone came from five doors down and did 47 kilometres. Then there is a problem that kids will be kids, which we encourage for them to play, to interact, because it'll save obesity, it'll help them with their communications, to make friends. But they will get engrossed in that play and they will follow that ball, or they will be so stuck in that game about hide and go seek. Do you know what I mean? So why should it be that the kids, the kids shouldn't run out, should be learned to stay on paths? Every green that I see in a house in a state, you have to cross over to.
Of course, I know,
yeah. I mean, that's what my little boy was doing. So, like, this is a problem. Let's stop blaming. Let's stop blame and just work on the problem.
And as it,
there's too many senseless deaths.
They are senseless deaths. And I mean, you know, you're never going to replace a child. Your child is your life. And I just can't imagine what you've gone through the past 2 years. I know you have to get on, you've other children, but you know, that little life is taken away just in a split second. Your life, your whole life changed.
It's dreadful. It's the worst. You wake up every morning wanting to scream, but you can't because you have two other small kids that are calling mammy, num nums, or mammy to get up. You know, you want to just scream every day. I don't even know how I'm still here, but I have to carry on. Do you know what I mean? Because I have two other kids. I miss that little boy, and let alone from losing a child. It's what we experienced on the day. So this is what I say to drivers. It's like, it might even be kids, it could be an adult. You will never want to be to witness, not even to drive, be the driver, just even anyone else, even to witness someone dying, especially a little innocent boy, and he begging that he didn't want to die. Just think of that. And I never thought, I still sit here some days and think this didn't happen to me, but it did. And people will think, oh, we don't need to worry about this, this isn't going to happen to me. Well, I thought that. I thought I was doing everything right. I was standing out playing with my little boy, and my little boy was, the other little boy was beside me in the garden. My husband was there. There was nothing I could do. So just, this can happen to you, whether it's your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, you know, your own kids. This could happen. Or you could be the one behind the car and a child could come out. So isn't it better that we are driving at them lower speed limits?
Exactly.
It's not a blame thing, as I'm saying. It's time to change.
Yeah. And like you said, you could be the person driving that car. You have to live with that as well for the rest of your life. You know, you've taken
a life. This could happen. It's a horrible thing. Do you know what I mean? No one. I've never thought in my life that anyone would go out to kill a child or anyone. Do you know what I mean? Especially a little child. I think, I'd imagine it's harder. Do you know, a little child. I never think that anyone goes out. But it is actions that we do in our car. Do you know what I mean? There is actions we do and taking our mind off it. But we're the one basically driving the gun. Them little kids are just little innocent children, or even pedestrians trying to duck out where Dublin is trying to tackle first. That's such a busy area, and people are trying to duck in and out, and there's the amount of cars, the population is growing, and the amount of blind spots. Do you know what I mean? I think they should applaud their Dublin City Council for what they're doing and not go against it.
But still, it has to be implemented more. I know they're working on it, and I see it. Like, even last night walking with the dog, I witnessed someone speeding in the estate, and my heart did it, because I've had that close to me as well. My father was knocked down as well and killed. So when I see a car speeding, I kind of say, you're in a housing estate, and I'm saying, one child just to, like that, run out after a ball. You know, they don't have a chance. Yeah. They really don't. Not at a speed like that. And I couldn't even get the registration. It's terrible, really.
Yeah.
And let's say that.
Because all the cars, you wouldn't see a little child. Even if they never ran out, you won't see them come out the front or the back. And they don't have no choice, because cars are parked everywhere now. There's too many cars.
There's too many, yeah.
Even in housing estates.
Yeah. You're right, there is. And the kids are running in between them. They can't see. And that's why drivers have to be more vigilant. But, Roseanne, I don't know what to say to you. You're doing great work, and I'm hoping this will be implemented in every housing estate and on main roads, even reduced a little bit more, because it was a main road where my dad was killed. But like that, the guy just didn't see him, didn't know where he came from. But he's such a lovely little happy-go-lucky guy. He's a gorgeous little fella, he was. And, you know, as I said, you have to get on with two other children. And how has this affected your life? I suppose you're more, over the other two children, are you?
I'm a nervous wreck when it comes to the two. Do you know, I see, because I suppose the one thing that's dreadful happened to us. And I know from talking to people, like, they've lost even two kids, and even might be cancer. I'm so scared. I know people are always scared when they're parents, but now I'm like a nervous wreck. Yeah. In everything they do, I think God's going to take another one of my kids. And I'm barely, to be honest with you, I'm absolutely barely hanging in here. Do you know, I'm trying to always put the good front out, but as soon as I put them down to bed, I'm lucky they're small, they're 5 and 2, and they go to bed early. All I want to do, that's when I want to go into the room and just scream, because I still don't believe what's happened to me. And it's 2 years and a month on, and I can't believe everything. I am getting help, I'm getting counselling twice a week and this and that, but my life is ruined. Like, I'm wishing my life away, that I give my kids a good life, a good education, and please God take me, because there's nothing happy in this life. It's all pretend from now on.
I know,
to never be right from what happened to us.
It's so tragic. And what you had to witness, as you said, you were on the road and with the other children, and from, you know, it's just tragic. I don't know. I really don't know what to say to you. It's, I don't know how you're going. I'm a mother of four, and like that, you worry and worry and worry, and then it doesn't get easier. Like, you worry as they get older as well. And but you know, as I said, you've two lovely little kids now, and Jake will always be a part of your life. You know, and
I'm probably OCT about it, but he's my oldest, and he'll always be. You know, he was too special, like you said in his pictures. To anyone that sees a picture of him, he was the most bubbliest. He wasn't boisterous or anything. To know that this, he was too soft.
Yeah,
he was really bubbly. He had a jester show that night that he was singing all day, and we had sat out in the garden. He had practiced bits to me.
Oh God!
We were out for a good while before it. He was due on stage. He'd had done the dress rehearsal the night before, and he was due on stage for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh.
And he was singing all the songs, and that's all he loved. Like, and I mean, all this acting and singing and things, and that was what took away from us. And I just say to people, like, the, you wouldn't want to, like, not even, it's not even us, the man that witnessed it that we never even knew, like, because I'd be too busy with the kids, I won't even know some of my neighbours. That man's life, you can see by him, is ruined too, and he never even knew my little boy. So just to people, just think about it. Even if you're not a driver, or even if you think, you know, sure, it won't happen to me, but what if you witnessed someone knock down a child? That ruins your life enough. And he got back and he begged me, and I knew he was so white. And he begged, he said he didn't want to die. And I knew all the blood came up his throat.
Oh,
and I had to beg him to lie back down, and I laid into him, telling him I love him.
Oh, Jesus.
And he took a look to the left, and his eyes just went, he had the brownest eyes, and they just went grey. And it haunts me every day that I brought this fabulous baby into the world and held him, and then I held him as he died. It's just, it's a life sentence. And just for people to step out of their own world and step into mother's shoes that have lost their factors, step into people that did go out and knock down a child. You know, no one's saying they mean it. What would you feel like the next day to carry that around with you?
Exactly. And there's ads on the TV at the moment with children in the car about distraction. And it is very easy to be distracted, but really when you get into a car, you have to really put your full focus on driving and be aware of what's going around, especially this time of the year when the children are out playing in the evenings, like that, running after the balls and in housing estates. It's just too many cars in housing estates, I think. I don't know what it's like in Kilkenny, but in Dublin. And the kids are in, going in between the cars. They can't be seen. They're too small. And you keep saying, be careful, be careful. You'd like that. You just worry and worry. And, you know, for a drive, it's just be vigilant and just drive that bit slower. Because at the end of the day, if, as like Jake, you do knock down a child, you have to live with that as well. And I don't know how I would do it. I really don't. But Roseanne, listen, thanks a million for talking to us. And
thank you so much.
Thanks. If anything comes and you feel there's any more improvement with the speeding, or you want to get anything else out there, do give us a ring and we'll have another chat.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and
thanks,
I'm really really sorry for your loss. He's gorgeous. He's absolutely gorgeous little guy.
Yes,
we'll talk to you again, Roseanne. Okay, mind yourself.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.